You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Sacred Space. I'm your host, Beatrice, and we are preparing ourselves for Marian consecration. Our preparation is based on the book of Father Michael Gately, and the book is called 33 Days to Morning Glory. We are right now on day 2 of our preparation. Let us begin with the Angelus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done to me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So welcome. Today we are focusing on day 2 of St. Louis de Montfort, Influence on the Church. There is a story from St. Louis de Montfort's life that particularly expresses his passion, which we pondered just yesterday. In the town of Pontchâteau, St. Louis inspired the peasants to build a huge monument to the Passion of Christ on a neighboring hill. For 15 months, hundreds of peasants volunteered their skills and labor to build it. When completed, it stood as a massive structure, a real labor of love, and on the day before it was supposed to be dedicated by the bishop, word got back to St. Louis that his enemies had convinced the government to destroy it. They had lied to the authorities, saying that the structure was actually meant to be a fortress against the government. When Louis received this disappointing news, he told the thousands of people who had gathered for the blessing ceremony, "We had hoped to build a Calvary here. Let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." One thing about doing the Lord's work, it doesn't always turn out according to our plans. For example, St. Louis surely had planned that this monument to Christ would last more than a day. Yet the saint obediently accepted the destruction of his plans and blessed God. Because of this kind of detachment from his own will and attachment to God's, Louis became an instrument used by God to accomplish even mightier works. So although his physical monument was destroyed, Louis's teaching eventually became a huge edifice in the church that exercised great influence on many popes and on Catholic spirituality. Indeed, de Montfort's passionate labors paid off in the end, even if he didn't see the fruits himself. As we are just beginning our preparation for consecration to Jesus through Mary, let's ponder some of the support various popes have given to St. Louis' teaching. May the testimony of their support strengthen our resolve to journey on to Consecration Day, and may it help us to trust that our consecration truly will bear great fruits in our lives, even if we don't yet fully understand how. Blessed Pope Pius IX stated that St. Louis' devotion to Mary is the best, most acceptable form. Pope Leo XIII not only beatified de Montfort in 1888, but granted a church indulgence to Catholics who consecrate themselves to Mary using de Montfort's formula. Moreover, this pope was reportedly so influenced by St. Louis' effort to spread the rosary that he wrote 11 encyclicals on this preeminent Marian devotion. St. Pope Pius X also recommended de Montfort's teaching on Mary to the faithful. In fact, he granted a plenary indulgence to anyone who would pray de Montfort's formula for Marian consecration, and he offered his own apostolic blessing to anyone who would simply read True Devotion. This pope so strongly encouraged the faithful to follow de Montfort's path of Marian devotion because he himself had experienced its power. In fact, in his Marian encyclical Ad Deum Illum, the saintly pope expressed his own dependence on de Montfort in writing it, which becomes obvious when one compares it with the True Devotion. The pope's encyclical continually reflects the tone and spirit of de Montfort's classic work, as evidenced by sentences like this: "There is no surer or easier way than Mary in uniting all men with Christ." Pope Pius XI simply stated, "I have practiced this devotion ever since my youth." Venerable Pope Pius XII canonized St. Louis in 1947, and in his homily for the Mass of Canonization, referred to de Montfort's Marian teaching as solid and right. Then, when Pope addressed the pilgrims who had come for the canonization, he said that de Montfort leads us to Mary, and from Mary to Jesus, thus summarizing the meaning of Marian consecration. St. Pope John Paul II promoted de Montfort's teaching more than any other pope. We'll learn more about this during the fourth week of the retreat. It's enough here to recall two amazing facts. First, that John Paul's papal motto was Totus Tuus, totally yours, which he took directly from de Montfort's shorter prayer of consecration. Second, that John Paul described his reading of true devotion to Mary as a decisive turning point in his life. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, prepare me to give myself fully to living out this true and solid devotion. And that concludes day two of our preparation for Marian consecration. Now I want to leave you with a question for you to reflect upon until we meet again tomorrow. Saint Louis was a priest with great trust in God. When he found out that a huge monument he had helped to build for more than a year was suddenly to be destroyed, he said to the thousands who had gathered for the blessing, "Let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." What was your reaction to that story? Have you ever experienced a similar severe disappointment with something that you thought seemed to be pleasing to God? Were you able to bless God in spite of the disappointment?
Unless
the Lord builds the house.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.